Three, two, one.
Light them up.
I'm Paul.
This is Buck.
This is the Paul and Buck Show.
Hey, the Big Buck and Deal. Hear us. Download the latest app at paulandbuckshow.podbean.com. Okay, guys, welcome back. The Big Buck and Deal.
Paul. I'm back and today.
He's back. Welcome back. He's like 50%, I guess.
Yeah, I had a pretty weird situation. Well, I've always had a back situation.
Yeah, of course.
Took me out a long time ago. But you know what? I'll fill you in. And for you guys that don't know, and for the ones who do know, don't go around picking up Dana rear ends, man. Those things are not a 9-inch weight, man. These things, you know when they say they rob power? You know?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean,
this is a Dana 44.
Yeah,
it came out in the
it's brute.
It came out over the counter for GM parts back in the 80s for the third gen F bodies. So it's specific to just those cars.
Of course,
cars.
Yeah, F body. Yeah,
they never installed them on a stock car. You had to go, you know, purchase it. So a friend of mine, he had one, and so I was looking to get a shorter rear end with, you know, disc brakes, the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
And so I went and picked it up, man, and you know, my son and my buddy's son, they were making it look easy just carrying it, right?
Of course.
And I said, yeah, let me help you, man, just so you could, you know, push it into the back because the carpet was holding it.
Yeah.
And all I did was, man, just put one arm on that thing and blip, blip,
<That's>
something
all.
With my back, and I said, uh-oh. And yeah, that took me out, man, for like a whole, I'm still out, man. And but at least I'm standing, but I know that there's something, it's not a pulled muzzle. Yeah, I know what it is now. Well, yeah, that's kind of screwy, man. But that rear end, dude, it's no joke.
Well, I mean, it's heavy duty. I mean, just like a,
it's
just like any
44
or, you know, 60, right? But a 44, that's a.
It's a hair smaller than a 12 bolt, but it's heavy as hell, man.
Yeah. No,
they're
heavy duty, like I said, so. Well, I mean, that, hate to hear that, like I said, but he's back.
Yeah,
you know, he was kind of.
It sucked.
It's been about 10 days.
Well, it sucked because that last show we brought in Jesse and Mike.
And Mike, yeah.
And those guys go back. With the club.
Yeah.
Almost at the beginning when you first started. I wasn't part of the club back then, but I'd always been.
Yeah.
Next to it, or I knew people who were in it.
Yeah, so Mike was up there with, you know, he was like one of the, you know, top members that started on in, you know, I guess mid 2000, right? So then Jesse came. As soon as Jesse, I met Jesse, you know, about 12 years ago, what it was, and then,
right,
you know, it was right away, and he said, hey, man, come on in.
And I met him for the first time when you put me into the club. We went to hang out at one of the car shows.
Yeah, it was at Pflugerville, wasn't it? Was it the one in Pflugerville?
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. Yeah, that was that time when you got introduced to Jesse, and I mean, it's been fun. Those guys are original. That episode was cool, you know. So unfortunately, you weren't here. But
well,
I got to listen to it. Yeah,
I got to listen to it. I was hoping that I could get phoned in, but we didn't have certain things.
Yeah, there was. We're still working out some things, but now we're gonna do a call in with somebody, and once we get to that, we'll introduce him. We're a little into it, but
well, one thing that I want to address with you, man, when I was listening to the show, that Chevy 2 that Mike has, I had no idea that was Al's old car. I got to see that car when I was about 18 years old. They were building it, you know, and I was like, man, I wish I would have been there. We had a conversation on that, because that was like one of my favorite cars. That was you know, I was wondering where what happened to that car, because it was supposed to be a legit like one of the fastest cars when he was out.
Yeah, like I said, it was wild, because when Mike said that, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
you know, so. I just knew Mike had that car for a long time, and
he painted that color. Boy, that color was popular back then, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
I like that car.
Yeah, because it was primer for a little bit, and then
and
Mike is fond on those bright red and bright color cars.
Oh man, if I could, I'll do it again.
No, so that car has been around a long time. You seen it, and Mike made it happen. It's good. It's happening. It's a fast car.
When did he come onto the club?
So Mike, you know, I hadn't known Mike for a while, but it was probably about 2005 when
2005.
Know, yeah, so he came on and he had that car, and then he had just got his Malibu. He just finished his Malibu. So if anybody sees the Malibu, he's got a big Syntex sticker on his car. Syntex
everybody
sticker.
You can always tell when you go to the track who's got the sticker and who doesn't.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, man, because everybody's track, right? I mean, street cars, it can't be, but mostly to be safe, they're always on the track, right?
Right.
So how did you organize your club so that everybody would be able to join? obviously you're not going to see him at car show hangouts or street racing, but when you go to the track at events, you know, they always come around, you know.
There'll be a couple cars that have. So, I mean, we talked about it a little bit on the first episode, right. But like I said, it was just a club that I created just to, because like I said, there was street racing that was happening like, you know, twice a month there at the river. And then it started petering out. And then it's like, man, you know, because, you know, that to me was like not the thing, but it was just something that was, that you would think is kind of unique. You see a you know, a fast car that has that street appearance, that, you know, it's street, as compared to, you know, an all out, you know, I'll say bracket car, right? Yeah. You know, gutted, no dash, you know, aluminum floors, right? That's, so basically when it came about was when I started asking people if they want to join, and it started out small, right? You know, Thomas was the first one, and there was guys from Taylor, you know, my friend Bobby Vitek, and a few of the other guys that had, you know, like pro street cars, and cars that were like mine. So, and then it was just a matter of, hey, you want to join? It was never like, hey, here's your member, you know, pay me membership. It's just like, hey, just throw a sticker on your car, car street appearance, make an appearance at the track.
You know, so this is one of the clubs that's been around in the early 2000s. The only other club of other group, that was Greg, right? And
yeah, Randy, they had Randy David.
Syntex Hot Rod.
They had Syntex. That was Randy David. You know,
nobody ever raced against each other, but it was always two different distinct clubs at the track, right? Yeah, you could always see them.
Yeah. I guess you could say that because, you know, Syntex Hot Rods basically was a forum that was just started.
That's
out.
That's how it started out. Okay.
And then, you know, it was big. You know, people would just go chat and bullshit and and then, you know, if it was the Syntex Hot Rod guys at the, you know, at the track, then you knew, right? You know, there was that. You know, Randy, David, and
the
sticker. And
did you have stickers? Did you have decals? The windshield decal?
No, I didn't. So they did. They did have the windshield banner. Mm-hmm. That's how you knew, because you know, I know, you know, Greg and those guys. They had that on. So
they sponsored it.
Yeah, I just, you know, it was them, and then there was maybe, I don't even know if there was another club. And so we started out small. I started about with 10 guys, and again, it's just somebody that hey, you go to track here, throw a sticker on your car, and you know, represent.
Yeah,
and that's how it started. Now I got about 45. And again, it's not a structured club where you have a, you know, president and, you know, and all this stuff.
Right, that don't fly no more.
Yeah,
really.
It's just like, hey, this is what we're going to represent. This is the cars that I feel, and they are kind of picked by me. Right. To where, if you want, you know, hey, okay, your car's good. You know, it's like I said, it's always like.
I mean, you had some nice cars in there. I remember that was that white 69 Camaro with the orange stripes. That was a fast car.
So he still has it. That's Scotty.
And who's the one with the yellow 67? It's like a light yellow 67 or 68 Camaro.
Ooh.
It's got super light wheels on it.
That guy's out of Georgetown.
He's out of Georgetown.
You know, I don't think he has that car anymore. I think but I can't. His name was Daryl. Can't remember his last name, but he came across with me with another guy named George that has a white 70 Nova big tire. They're from Georgetown, and you know, like, hey, your car fits in, boom, okay, there it is.
Yeah.
And I talked to him like a few times, and he was hot and heavy, and he came out to some races, and then I think he sold it. But anyway, so there's, you know, Scotty's got the nice 69. His car's like super clean, but he races it. I mean, he runs it, and you know, it's got a nice little wicked small block.
So most of these guys, basically, they come and go, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, like I said, depending, I stay in contact. Cars. They stay in contact with me. You know, I'll keep them informed. And you know, like I said, my website is still up.
Yeah.
But I haven't updated in, it's, you know, 5 years. Right. That's how they used to know. Like,
Mark's still part of it. Actually, yeah. Mark became part of the Gassers with Ronnie.
Yeah, yeah.
But he still represents.
Yeah,
the club.
Yeah. He was. He's
Mark Halleck, 55
Chevy.
Yeah,
he's got his 55. His Nomad, and he had his. His Pontiac was, you know, and I think I heard he's selling it, but and then, you know, then he had the Nova.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mark Halleck, you know, he's part of it, and he represented pretty good. So, again, it was just a matter of, you know, if you want to represent the club, fantastic. And but it's still strong. Like I said, like I said, the website's not up to date. Like, it's my fault, but that's how I used to put events on there. Hey, this is what we're gonna run. And they used to have a car club bash at Little River that used to like kick ass all the time. You know, we used to go, it was a club.
Right.
And you go down and race, it was bracket, and then we won it like 4 years in a row.
Who are some of the guys that you still have,
that you
have connections with most of the time? You got Smalls?
Yeah. So, you mean Smallwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in it. I mean, his car's down, you know. You know, he was a part of the club, or he still is. I mean, yeah. You know, it wasn't like a formal thing, like, hey, you join my club.
As far as just 10 and a half ain't out.
Yeah, but yeah, he said, hey, you want to join? Yeah, put my car on the website, boom, because this car was pretty, it had a dash, you know, it was solid. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, his car is going to be like super fast now.
Yeah.
And like Scooter's original car, if you look at Scooter from Temple, his car was a street car. He's part of the club, but his car is like super fast now.
Yeah.
I mean, he can, by all means, he can fit into it because it's still steel hull, you know, quarters and roof and stuff, but it's got a lot of glass on it now. But
do you have anybody who fits in like the slow or slower type class, like the what Tamayo and these guys are running today? Or
are they, yeah, there's a few. Like I feel like Scotty's like a 650 car.
Okay.
You know, he, by all means, he's a 650 car. You know, there was the Bells. Brandon and his dad buddy, and mm-hmm. they got quick cars.
Oh, Bell, yeah, I just did a T-shirt.
Yeah, the
for
Bell
guys.
Boys, they're part of the club. You know, his truck, that S10, it's a low 6 second, easy.
Yeah.
There's a few guys that.
Let's see if I can bring those guys onto the show.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, I know they'll come on.
Oh yeah.
I know they would. All of them, all the Bell Boys, as we say. But yeah, there's still Thomas, mm-hmm. And of course Jesse and Mike, and then there's Bobby Halbert. You know, he got the old Moody Blues back in the day, and you know he still got the car, by the way, but he just doesn't drive it.
Now all these guys actually show elapsed times.
That's exactly right. They're exactly right. So
they put up the numbers.
There's so many that, you know, that either they have the cars or they don't. You know, it's like that. You know, some of the guys, they either come around or they don't.
Mr. Glenn, he's one of them that runs.
Yeah. His car fits in because his car is all steel, man. His car is all steel, all glass. It's got the original glass. His car is heavy and his car is fast. So, yeah, Mr. Glenn, part of it. You know, there's Daryl, my buddy Daryl.
Is his daughter part of it? She has a real nice fourth gen.
Yeah, she does. She just doesn't drive it no more.
Oh man,
she's got the car. It's got an LT motor in it. I think it's a 94, 95.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Daryl Moore from Taylor. He's got a Chevy 2 quick. It's a 650. You know, easy. He don't tell times. It's a quick little car, small block.
And then the chassis shop, Jay.
He doesn't have a car right now, but he's working on one.
Okay.
But he'll be part of it, I'm sure. So, yeah, I mean, it's still hot and heavy. It's still hot and heavy. So, it's just, like I said, the stuff that goes on now, like with the events,
when do you think we'll see these cars show up at the track again? Is it going to be the little hitters going on recently?
That was what's supposed to happen at the Bergen Fest, but that got rained out. So.
Okay.
I'm sure if something comes about like that, yeah, they're all going to come out. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, the timing and when and whatnot.
Put the right ingredients for the event and they'll show up, right?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Just got to make it right. So
think you'll come out?
Yeah, I'll probably make it out one time this year. I don't know when, but I'll make it out. I'll get a tune on the car.
I'll be there for you and with a brush on your slicks. I'll make sure you go down straight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like I said, that's the plan. Yeah. That's the plan. So, but yeah. So, other things that went on this weekend. There was some racing went on in Fort Worth.
There's a lot we've been missing because it's all underground. But you know, there it's Fort Worth.
Yeah, the fastest small tire. They had a
Limpy, right?
It was Limpy. I'm assuming it was an Invitational.
Yeah,
I'm assuming. So there was quite a bit of cars, and there was some two local boys that went to the finals. That I think they split.
Did they? Yeah, it looked like it.
It was Steven and Ashton.
Yeah.
Ashton, right, they made it to the finals. So they cut all the heads off and
yeah.
They made it to the finals. So they represented Central Texas. So so that was a big thing that was going on.
I hear Ashton needs to have double chutes and wheelie bars if he ever wants to go back to the track. If that other dude is ever managing, you know, the water burnout box. What's that guy's name? Is it Clark? What's his name? Clark Clarkson?
Boogie Clark Clarkson.
AKA something.
You need to make an appearance here on the show because we need to get your name straightened.
Man,
So yeah, so
Ashley's gonna have to come out with the double roll cage and.
That's right. That's what it came down to, right? He was wearing a T-shirt and flip flops too.
They're onto these. They're onto these street cars, man. That you know, y'all are too fast. They know y'all are too fast. So they know that you're running faster than a 6.5. So.
But that was funny.
You ever see that dude, man? If he points at you, y'all in trouble, man.
That's it. Yeah, all right, man.
I don't know. Hope we get him on one of these days. Maybe we can call him up and
that's the plan.
And let us know what his tuning skills are. Because I heard y'all, he's also a keyboard bandit on tuning cars. Makes him go fast too.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't know. Check him out on Facebook, Clark Clarkson.
Yeah. He got the multi personality.
This dude will. We'll make your day. Go check him out.
Yeah, go check him out.
So who do we have on today, man? Who are we calling?
So we're gonna pause here, but no. So right now, I mean, we're gonna try to contact WFO Chris Siever. We're gonna get with him right quick. So all right, yeah, guys. All right, so we got Chris here, in I want to say the middle of nowhere, but obviously we're gonna call it Mexico.
Yep.
Texaco. Right. Texaco, yeah, you go. Yeah, shit, that's more fitting to me, right? So, we're out with Chris, so made a couple licks, right? And I appreciate you inviting us out, man.
Thanks for the invite.
So, come out, check out your testing, it looked good. So, Chris, let's talk about what we talked about a little bit, just real quick from last week. How'd the car perform? You only got so many passes on you, got so many licks. Making progress.
Right, making progress. From last weekend, first time back since we wrecked the car.
That's right, yep.
I say we wrecked the car. We came out here Wednesday and tested. Right. We tested all week, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's right.
Broke a rocker Wednesday, then broke transmission Thursday. Borrowed the transmission, put it in there Friday, and then stopped here on the way out of town and made a lick, and it right off the track, it worked. So
shit,
that's what we went with. And again, up there, I like
the way you say, because like, so you literally got the car like last week.
You got it Tuesday.
Yeah. All new. I mean, you had some kind of tune in the suspension, but but you didn't know how it's gonna react. Now that it's been,
They did. You know, all the body work, and I just had to check over like the Heim joints and shit, make sure that it was off road. Yeah. It didn't, you know, be anything. Luckily, it didn't. But you got the only sign on the whole road.
Yeah. that's like the, like, holy shit, of course, right? But
yeah. And this is an all steel body car, except for, you know, for your bolt-on stuff.
Yeah, well, the front clip is fiberglass. Yeah. You know,
but the shell, it's the real shell deal, registered VIN number, 69
Camaro.
Yeah,
sure was.
Yeah, man, looking at the car, it's tight, it's fitting. And the guys at the body shop,
Brian Becker, they
kicked ass.
They kicked ass on it.
Yeah, big shout out to them guys.
Yeah.
Clean pass.
Yeah.
Clean
pass. So
great weather too for the pass.
Yeah. You know, that's I'll take that any day, just on a cold road.
That's cold roads, cool.
I didn't have no problems coming out here and shit. I hate the heat, but you know, it's great weather to record this stuff.
So, last week, right? You made some licks. You went second round, right? You know, you guys made some, which was good, because considering, like you said, the car literally just came out of shop. Making progress, so heads up to everybody out there, right? Out. You guys are gonna be dangerous on the street. So next week, we're gonna just throw right into your event.
Just a little bit about that, yeah.
Yeah, so your event next week that you got going on, of course. Obviously, I like the rules. So go ahead and just roll into it. So any tire, right?
Any size tire, big or small tire, one class.
That's it.
And if you drive, you know, your race car to the track or street car, it has to be on a tread wear tire of 200 or more.
That's right. Okay.
And that being said, you get the hit. You know, so if you drive it to the track, you got sitting on 200 or more tread wear, you get the hit. Yep. And no bars. You know, instant green.
No bars, instant green. Chase the race. So man,
you could have a big tire car. You could have a small tire car.
Dude, I'm gonna be on big tires.
Hey, good luck to y'all, because this dude's hooking up on small tires pretty good.
You got a lot of room back there for a big lot of tire back in the car. Yeah. So like I said, that's gonna bring out everybody.
Hopefully, to get some of the big tire.
So
cars
big tire
out.
Guys come out, because like I said, it's an open class pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. No bars.
Yeah.
All steel quarters and roof.
Roof and quarters.
I do like the rule about the street, the tread, because.
Yeah.
That gives them an advantage if they get the hit, and you know, I guess right. So,
yeah, you know,
anything can happen.
Yeah, and it's you can buy back any round except for the semifinals and the finals. That'll cost you your entry fee and the round that you're buying back into. So if you go out like the fourth round, it'll cost you $400 plus $200 to buy back into that round.
I like that, man. See,
you
like
each the deeper you go, the more it's the more cost you to buy back in.
Of course, you know? Right? Because you're right. Deeper in the rounds, right? Because right.
you
that
if
gives
you go
you
out deep, you know, you got your tune up.
Yeah.
Ready for the, you know, if you, you're like, it's always like,
it's like a free time trial. Yeah, it's like a free time trial, basically, what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So I like the rules. It gives an advantage to anybody. Anybody can win it because, like I said, it's going to be no prep.
And it's not top end, it's from the starting line.
It's from the starting line. That's the other kind of a.
Ronnie Odom coming from San Antonio. He'd be announcing, you know.
Great voice for that. That guy's got
Yeah, man. Yeah, he did a couple of your events.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Everybody loves him.
Is
so
he gonna bring his truck out?
He is. He's gonna have it out Friday. Be doing some testing and stuff with it.
Okay.
I'll be anxious to see it because he's done a whole lot of work.
No, fuel injection.
You know, I believe so. Yeah.
He done a lot of work to a chassis. Right. Did the chassis up to the motor, and he's at, you know, fuel tech, I guess now. So.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's even better. That's another thing. Come on out, check it out. Good event gonna be coming on. Well, cool deal. I like that. So, let's lead into. What we're doing tonight, right? You're just kind of getting some hits.
Yeah, just doing a little testing.
Little you're testing.
More familiar with the car.
Yeah, you know? Of course, getting some seat time.
Yeah,
you got us out of the seat, brought us out here.
I dig it.
You know?
I mean,
I haven't been out here in a long time on the street, but it's always the same thing. You're gonna get a coyote yelling out in the back.
Yeah, literally.
you're gonna get the popo stop by.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We've got some video for that. We're gonna show y'all.
Yeah, they came and made a little visit.
It is what it is.
They just made an appearance. They didn't make a visit. They just made an appearance. Say, hey,
this
see you later,
staged.
Boom, bye.
It's the real deal.
Yeah. So.
I can't believe you just went on through. But that's fine. You know, sometimes at least stop and say something.
Like bullshit with you, right?
Like,
yeah. Don't be fucking around. Well, cool deal. Like I said, I we talked a lot about, you know. The current state of like the young generation of the
right.
Of the no prep guys, right? So I mean, we all have the feelings. We're old school.
You came in with one guy to set you up. You don't have a crew with you. It's
yeah,
just you
that's
and,
right.
And
yeah.
A good team.
I back myself up. We try to do it all. You know.
Yeah. And so that's the other part of your rule.
Yeah. You can't have no backup crew. You got to back yourself
that's,
up. You know, if any of your crew crosses over the starting line while you're out there, you're disqualified.
I like that.
and all that's just.
Hey man,
they just need to learn how to back
no,
up.
No, I'm with you. And like you know, for a lot of people,
CDL.
Yeah, like a lot of people, I don't even burn out across the start line. Me personally,
you don't have to.
I don't like doing that.
Enough right there.
Yeah,
you know?
You get another path, and like I said, we're on the same page. So. That's a whole deal. That's a great part of that rule because you got, not to say anything, but you got a lot of motherfuckers. You got 15 motherfuckers back there doing all kind of shit. It's
they bring the whole family to the line.
You know, that kind of even intimidates me because you're trying to do a video shoot or you're trying to take a photo.
All
you get is number at the back of somebody's head, you know.
I like that rule. I like that
get
rule,
out of the
actually.
Way, man.
So,
we want to take some photos. Man.
So, okay. So, yeah. So, I dig it because it not only it's like an advantage, like to your point, if you can't.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't get back in your tracks, and hey, that's it.
It's
right?
just gonna make they may bitch about it, which you know someone always bitch about. But in the long run, it's gonna make them a better driver.
Right,
they're gonna get more familiar with their shit, and you know,
in the
they're
track.
Gonna be so reliable on somebody.
Of course, yeah.
This
no.
is not arm prop. This is instant green.
Instant green.
There you go.
Yeah. See, I like that.
So if you're not used to arm prop. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
There's
it.
A
don't
light.
Worry about it. It's instant green.
There'll be no when you turn on both yellows. There'll be nothing after that. Just gonna be the green line.
Just
no
a bam.
Yellows,
no indication. Time. Yeah, no indication. It's just a bam.
Right.
So you know, it's like a flashlight if you want to call it. Whatever. Yeah. So, I did going back what we were talking about. You know, the old school and kind of getting you talking about. You know, you back yourself up. If you look at the tracks, you're like, okay, I'm good. You know, if you know that, hey, I did a burnout here, I'm good. Because 9 times out of 10, you may not be at 100% of the track. You're going to be okay.
I don't care to get into the track, tell you the truth. Because, like I said, I think that when we drive around right here, we pick up all this shit on the tire.
Yeah.
So we do a burnout in order to heat the tire up and to get all the shit
clean
off the
tire.
Clean
the shit off.
So I really don't care to back up in all that shit I just laid down. You know, I think the tire, if it's not a wore-out tire, that
it's going to be good.
It's built, you know, the sidewalls, the compound, that tire is built. You can actually do a burnout on a tire, pick it up, and throw it, and hit Paul in the back. It should stick to it. You know,
you speak from experience because, you know, you've done this not just here in Texas. You've gone
You've been doing this longer than most people since that show came out. You're everywhere, heating up tires.
I'm finally the old guy, and that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, well,
but, you know, it is what it is.
You got to make them boys pay. Yeah. So, but what do you feel the chump change making progress? What do you think the future of it's going to be? I mean,
hard to beat.
It's going
to
be, hey.
It's going to be hard to beat.
It's going to be hard to beat. I feel your confidence because you made some good licks, man. And the amount of time and seat time you got on it, it's just going to be matter of time, boy. Yeah. Matter of time.
Yeah. The more and more we can get in the car, it's going to be better and better, you know. And I ain't been, just a year ago, I had just started fucking with that computer.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had it, and I've had other people tuning shit.
Right.
But I was like, you know, like my dad said, he's like, man, you've been doing this so long. You ain't got to rely on everybody. You know what you need the car to do.
Eventually,
I know what I need it to do, but I don't know how to make it do it.
I said, you get comfortable on the keyboard, man, make them, and, you know, it's a matter of, you know, trial and error. You play with it, testing. That's what you're doing. That's what you guys do. Y'all just test your ass off, man.
I've been watching Buck do that shit, you know, for some of his friends in the club. And dude, it fucking stupefies me because I'm looking at that shit and it's, you know, I'm still carburetor guy and distributor dude. And
well, just like where you're at, that's what I did. Yeah. I just sat there in the corner like, exorbit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because I was questioning too. I'm like, I was a carburetor too.
I was overwhelmed with it. And I was, until I figured out that if it ain't plugged into the car, can't fuck up nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just wouldn't have it plugged in. I'd just get on there and
look at some things.
Pages.
Right.
And then when I plug it in there and do something and it'll turn green at the bottom, it means
it's connected.
It.
Yep.
You know, so that's how I got to fucking with that. And then my buddy of mine, Justin, he about the same as I was, new at it.
Yeah.
But he knew shit that I didn't and I knew shit that he didn't. So once we
come together,
there's a few times we had a call like Jason Flores in the middle of the night where I came in. We're looking for a page. Which page is it? You know, and he would tell us and then we'd go, So we fed off each other. I just like it much better now because of it. You know, I ain't got to rely on trying to tell somebody what I wanted to do and it just wasn't working for a while.
Well, that's how you learn. And especially it makes it even better when you're driving the car and you know, hey, lay it over here or spin tires here or this. Then you know in the background, okay, I got to go do something here. And then, that is the comfort of it all.
And what are you dealing with here? You dealing with ladder bar or four link? What do you got there?
Four link.
Yeah, so that's also
that's another.
You have that on your truck, right?
Yeah.
You had four link also? Okay. So you're already familiar, with that.
So you're familiar with four bar. Okay. Well, that's, like I said, that ladder bar and four bars. So you got the suspension. I see you got the hardware. You got the shocks. You got the goodies on there.
I think I'm dialed in on the suspension wise. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe a little bit, maybe a click or two here and there.
I've seen you before.
But we're close,
I've seen you do some stuff before, close. And I'm like, man, how that works.
I dig it, like I said,
stuff people don't know. So.
I seen some licks here tonight, and I was, it makes some good hits.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with it, you know. I know, like, if we get someone passing through town, say, I got 500, you want to run them? I know we can go out in 50-degree weather.
You know, the Lone Star Roundup?
Yeah.
I was standing over with my buddies, you know, these are street cars. There was a guy who came in and he was looking for a run, and I'd seen you park down the street, and I said, well, I know somebody who would be down for it. Oh yeah, is it this one of these guys? Or no, because it was Brian and these guys.
Okay.
And I said, no, he's down there. There's a truck down there. You know, a WFO, and he didn't say nothing no more. That was it. He was done. He was done, and his car was pretty decent.
He probably thinking I'm crashing.
No lights.
He's like, they said, that's a no lift. That's the guy that knows he don't lift.
That's that Austin dude. But that was funny as hell, man.
That's cool, man. Well, like I said, we talked about the event coming up. 28th.
February
18th. J-Day Boss is 18th of February. Yep. Your event is on the 28th. Boom, be there, be square. Like I said, I like the way you had the events, the rules. Hey, it's for everybody. Anybody come out?
And then I think in between me and JJ's deal is Matt's.
Oh right, Matt. Yeah, shout out to Matt. Yeah,
the big end race
at Little River as
small tire, slow car, and
mini bikes.
There you go. Josh, if you don't If you don't, man. If you don't follow in your footstep doing that sky high shit with the mini
yeah.
Hey, I thought we was having mini bike races. I get over there, that motherfuckers had some serious. Dude, them wasn't mini bikes.
No,
I
know, those dude. Are alcohol,
I seen some of those guys you know? Running. I'm like, that's a stretch. Yeah. That's a stretch yeah. scooter, man.
Yeah. Yeah. When I pulled in, I thought, man, I can't turn back now. But this, is, this ain't gonna go good.
Yeah. That's funny. Them dudes were mad because they wanted to do one of them. You know,
they
run to the end and get on it, pull the cord and get on. They're like, hey, man.
They can't do that.
I can't do that with this bike. I'll break my damn arm trying to, you know, put a pull start on it.
Yeah.
And so it was funny as hell. So I told him, hey, that's funny, guys, man. These guys that's do funny. Like 90 miles an hour, man. Yeah, you know, and you know.
That ain't no damn scooter, man. That's
nah,
a fucking.
It's not.
Yeah, that ain't no mini bike.
That ain't
yeah.
no
so
mini
it's gonna
bike.
Be fun, man. That event's gonna be fun too. So you got yours.
So you got Matt. We got our week lined up. You got next week,
yeah.
And then Matt's, and then JJ. So full event,
yeah.
Stuff going on for yeah. sure.
Little River.
And we're gonna fill it in. We're probably gonna get you back on. And we'll talk some post stuff and you know, talk about how the events goes and you know the outcome and the results and all that good
right.
shit. So, but man, I appreciate you, man, inviting us. We're gonna promote your stuff next week for Little River and good luck.
Yeah,
man, and again, appreciate it, man.
Hope everybody come out.
Good. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely, guy. All right, man. We're gonna wrap it up, guys. Y'all be good. Give a shout out. Sorry,
appreciate
man. There you go. Appreciate it, guys. All right, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it having us.
Sir.
All right, man. Y'all be good. All right, guys. So, yeah, so that was a wrap up with Chris Siever, WFO. Got his event coming up. Of course, upcoming things that are, like we mentioned.
Right.
28th, January, Chris's. And, of course, it's like those February 18th, JJ DeBoss at Little River. Temple, Texas, Little River Dragway. So, anything else you want to close out with?
We're doing good here, man. I'm glad to be sitting here with my back not giving me too much of a
there you go.
Of an issue. I'm sweating a little bit, but I guess that's the way it goes, right?
Yeah, man.
But you heard it, man. We wanted Chris to be on, and we got him on the phone. You guys, you can't come on. We'll get you on the
phone,
guys.
For the future, yes. That's a future reference that we can do a call-in. If you're unable to make it, we'll definitely
we're ready.
We're ready. And we're going to do some more shows if we have to by call in. Of course, if you're able to come in, that's even better. So, but anyway, so with that being said, I did forget to go off at the beginning that, you know, this is the January 18th, Wednesday. Like I said, we came right in. We're trying some new things with the call-in stuff, which is, I think,
right.
was
pretty
successful.
Because we know everybody's busy. You can't always just show up.
Because we have had some people that we had scheduled, and, you know, unfortunately, things came up. They canceled last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand. So that's why we're like, well, we need to do something different. So moving forward, like I said, if that is the case, we'll accommodate the best we can. And
right.
So anyway.
We may even have you come in on Zoom if you can do it. We're working on getting some live, not live video, but getting you recorded with your
yeah,
with
just
your
the face and
yeah.
you know, so there are some things that there's stuff that is able to be done. We're just trying to, I guess you could say, get on board and try to fit with our equipment.
Right.
So anyway,
but I hope you guys like our podcast. I hope you guys like what we're doing. We're trying our best. We do this personally out of our hearts, just because we're just car guys. We like drag racing, and that's why we do it. So
by all means. So but we want to give a shout out to you guys. Thank you for all the likes that we have, and the links that we get to our podcast. It's been climbing pretty good. You know, the beginning of the new year did slow down a little bit because, again, everybody's busy. You know, we haven't did a lot of recordings like we did the end of last year.
We did pretty good, yeah.
So, but anyway, so we appreciate that, guys, and continue, share, like our Facebook page, and of course, our YouTube channel.
Yeah. And for you guys, man, that have merchandise, you've got T-shirts and stuff, hey, if you want us to wear your shirt, send us some 3X. Extra large.
I'm a large.
We will sit right here. We will put your shirt up right here.
Yeah,
so if you want to send us some wherever we are, hey, we'll wear them, okay?
There you go. All right, buddy. With that being said, we're going to conclude today. And again, appreciate it. Be on the lookout for new episodes. Peace.